In Isaiah, God says, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. God is saying He created us for His glory. Do we even admit that? Do we believe it? Well, if you're measuring your life and your worth and your identity by all these external things, no, of course not. Those things can never really glorify God. But when we are in Christ and become more and more aware of our true identity as a child of God in Christ, then we reflect God's glory and it glorifies Him. So how does God see you? The way He originally made you. We get a glimpse of this by the way Jesus saw people like you and me. He looked at people with compassion. He said, you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. In other words, you have so much value within yourself and to share with others. Discovering your identity, your true identity in Christ, doesn't just happen once, doesn't happen in a moment and then you're all done. It's a lifelong process of discovery and putting into practice what you discover. It's not enough just to say, oh, well, I'm made in God's image and likeness. You have to live out from that truth in your daily life. There are so many things in the Bible that talk about our identity in Christ. But I think the best way to discover the fullness of your identity in Christ is to obey Jesus in all He said and did. It's not enough to repeat His words. He doesn't want us to copy Him. He wants us to follow Him, to follow His teachings, and to follow His example of how He put those teachings into practice. Now, you may be thinking, hey, James, this all sounds pretty good, but I'm still carrying around some of this baggage of how I see myself and what other people did to me and all that kind of stuff, and all those external and internal emotional things that really aren't my identity in Christ. But it's hard for me to let go of those and quit seeing myself and identifying myself that way. Listen, I know exactly how you feel. I have been working on this for years. And as I said, it is a lifetime process. But here's something that's helped me. Even though you may feel like you haven't completely arrived at the awareness of or the practice of your identity in Christ, it is nevertheless intact and complete. Instead of thinking of yourself as working up to it, trying to make it more complete, think of working out from its completeness. A branch in a grapevine does not struggle hard to become a branch on the vine. It already is a branch. It will grow, true, but you can trust the vine, Christ, to nourish and nurture your growth. And you can trust the supreme vine dresser, God, to prune back any unproductive or dead wood in order to make you more fruitful. Jesus says in John 15:1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. We get back to that relationship we have with Christ and the other branches on the vine, as well as our relationship with God, the vine dresser, who cares for the whole. Your identity in Christ is intact, is complete and whole in the heart and hands of God.